Achtung, Achtung! Hier ist Berlin König Wusterhausen und der deutsche Kurzwellensender. Wir senden Tanzmusik.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. We are at episode 200. minus one, that'd be episode 199. And yeah, what a journey to where the journey is, where's it going? That's for the historians to decide. www.gruntfreepress.com is the record of note. It's like the New York Times of video game news. You know, it was just full of bullshit and run by the Jews. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. We're going to be doing a Yankee swap meet thing next week. I'm Absolute Deicide, and now that the pleasantries are out of the way, I get a lot of games to talk about. I mean, not new games. Nothing interesting is coming out until Rage 2 on the 14th, I think, is like the only real notable game this month. And as far as gaming news goes, I don't know about you, but I'm already sick of hearing about and seeing fucking screenshots and memes of the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. I get it. I mean, it looks bad. I mean, fucking the Sonic in the movie, yeah, it's fucking retarded looking. It's probably going to be an awful movie. And yeah, it's either going to be just fucking like corny and fucking just straight up bad, or it's going to be legendarily bad, like the Super Mario Brothers movie. But I don't know, we're probably not that lucky. It's probably just going to be like a fucking mediocre, or just fucking like whatever, just a bad movie. And most people forget they fucking saw it in a week. This is my guess for it. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, who fucking cares, really? I mean, are there really any hardcore Sonic the Hedgehog fans out there? And there haven't really been any good Sonic games since, like, the late 90s. Like, what was that game that came out not too long ago? Sonic Mania. That was all right, I guess. That came out a couple years ago, but that was more just like a throwback nostalgia type game that was just like imitating the games from the 90s and just fucking like making a new game. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a new, like brand new fucking Sonic, like modern Sonic game. Yeah, it was like a new old Sonic game, you know? I know there was like a reputation for Sonic fans to be like creepy and fucking weird and shit, and then make like deviant art, like fucking like porn drawings of him and Tails and Knuckles and shit fucking each other. But even like that old thing's fucking like real old, you know what I mean? Like that was more like a you know, 90s, 2000s, like early 2000 type of thing. Fucking like Sega doesn't make consoles anymore. I mean, he's not really a relevant mascot for any fucking system or company or whatever. And I mean, most companies don't even really do the fucking mascot thing anymore. So I don't even know who this fucking movie is supposed to be for. I mean, it's fucking 90s kids, maybe. Maybe I'm guessing like fucking like 30, whatever, 40 year olds or whatever. But you know, I'm a 90s kid. Like I'm right in that fucking age range. I mean, I remember when I was fucking younger, I used to draw Sonic, not fucking people, but you know, I draw them on my fucking walls and shit and like charcoal and, you know, fucking copy the fucking box art of the first fucking game and just, you know, big fucking Sonic picture on my wall. I would fucking draw and fucking, again, I was like a Genesis fucking kid and all that shit. But, I'm not like, fuck, you know, I'm not like, they're ruining my childhood or something because they're making like a shitty Sonic the Hedgehog movie, you know? I just don't know why. I don't know why they're making the movie at all in the first place. That's my fucking question. Again, it's not something that fucking stayed relevant. It's not like they made like a new Mario movie or something where they've been fucking still making Mario games for fucking 30 years or something like that. You know, it's like, I just don't know who it's fucking for, you know? But, you know, plus at this point, they've already fucking, what ruined fucking Star Wars and fucking Marvel and whatever. Mystery Science Theater 3000, like that fucking reboot was pretty shitty, so. And they sure do a good job of fucking gaying up fucking video games in general now, so. No, it's like, whatever, man, fucking making, they're gonna make a bad version of something that was good in, like, the 90s. It was, like, relevant for the time of the 90s and totally not really fucking get it. Like, you know, what a shock, you know? Who could have seen fucking that coming? I will probably watch it at some point, don't get me wrong, just out of curiosity, you know, to see precisely, like, again, just, like, how bad it is. Even just fucking just, like, it's a stupid movie. Just fucking just kind of, like, it's just a video game movie based on, like, you know, a video game ass fucking video game. It's not, it doesn't even look like that, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, it's good, it could be, just, you know, just like the constant barrage of shit, like coming around it, around the fucking movie. Just chill out with that shit. Or just fucking just everywhere you look, like every fucking gaming site, every fucking video YouTuber, just fucking like, oh dude, the Sonic movie, yeah, it looks bad. Yep. I'm like, okay. So Sonic's always been pretty fucking ridiculous anyways. You know, he's a fucking blue hedgehog who wears sneakers and has fucking, like, spiky hair. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, that was definitely for 8-year-olds back then, you know? So if you're not 8 now, you know what I mean? Just to, you know, acknowledge that the movie is just as stupid as the character always has been. I'm just fucking like, yeah, it's probably a dumb character, you know what I mean? If I was a fucking adult when that shit came out, I'd be like, that's pretty stupid, like, who cares? And, you know what I mean? So it's fucking now, like, well, it's always just kind of always been that way. Yes, it's fucking like, it was just time and place type of thing, and again, not really relevant now, so. And then look at the movie, and it looks as dumb as fucking the character always was, and then just kind of move on with our lives, like we're going to do right now. But we are going to stick with the theme this week, the theme of old garbage. So, yeah, I finally get a working original Xbox, got it set up, and oh boy, did I play some fucking games on that bad boy. And yeah, I will say the fucking common thread, again, the theme, we're going for themes this week, that, you know, the common fucking theme I'm finding for games of that era, was probably a little bit after the Sonic era, you know, it was like the early to mid 2000s, around then when the fucking Xbox came out, and, you know, it had a good 4 years of games coming out for it. One of those games, it seems like you have, like, these short bursts of, like, brilliance, you know, maybe, where you think, you're thinking, like, you know, maybe games really were better back in the day, back then. You're like, fucking, like, oh, Jesus, it's fucking, like, cool fucking gameplay you get going here. And then, like, as you, if you keep, you keep playing, like, you play the game to completion, You start thinking like, I don't know, like maybe a little focus testing isn't a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like a little polish can go a long way in these fucking games. You get a lot of times you're getting fucking like stuck and lost, and you're getting not even on like real, like, you know, it's not like you're playing not like I'm playing like a puzzle game or something like that or one of those deals. It's just fucking, it just seems like there's sections in just like random games that are, you know, clearly it's fucking like, well, the developers probably played this shit like 100 times and knew what they were doing and would just fucking like fly right through it. But when you don't know where, when you're playing it and you're just fucking just like going along playing the game, and then you come to a section where it's like just like an A to B type of thing, but you don't know where the B is, you know what I mean? Like you don't know where from what they want you to fucking do. And you're getting fucking, you know, one-hit kills and shit, and you're running around in circles and just, like, wasting a lot of time doing shit that you think is going to be the solution to what you're trying to do, but, you know, and then fucking, like, well, this would make sense, you know what I mean? Like, you would think, like, well, why can't I do this, like, to progress? Like, would it make sense to fucking, like, hit this switch here or whatever, do this or that, and it doesn't work? Like, it's just not what they want you to do, and they're just not clear at all what they want. You know, that kind of thing, where what you're doing like makes as much sense as the actual solution to the quote puzzle or whatever. It's just, you know, just trying to get around the fucking game. Take for example, Mech Assault, which is a very simple game. And you know, you're just fucking going around in mechs, fighting other mechs and shit. And that Mech Assault is definitely set in the BattleTech universe. I realized after playing it. So all the game is for fucking like simple games is that at the start of a mission, you know, they just give you like a short briefing of just fucking like, here's what you're going to be doing in the level. And 90% of the fucking objectives are just like, hey, just go out and kill the enemy mechs, you know? And then, you know, then they'll give you like a list of mechs that you can choose from that you want to pilot. And yeah, there's really even not that many that you can choose from. Usually less than like a dozen or so at the end, I think. It's fucking like, oh, here's, for this mission, here's what you can do. And, you know what I mean? Fucking, it builds up. You have like one or two at the start. And then it's like, well, here's like a dozen of them towards the end. And, you know, they're all like pre-built. It's not like BattleTech or, you know, a lot of other fucking mech games will do that too, where, you know, where you just fucking, they'll just give you like parts or whatever, just like mech parts, and I'll go build it from fucking scratch and, you know, build it piece by piece. And here's, you know, here's the frame, here's different legs and arms and fucking different weapon loadouts and all that shit. It's just, you know, you're not worrying about any of that shit. It's fucking like, you know, and it's not like fucking like, oh, well, if you do this, then the heat's going to be too much and you're just going to fucking explode. It's just fucking, it's just like, here's this pre-built fucking mechs and they're all going to work and just go out, you know what I mean? You're not worrying about your fucking like weight limit and that shit. Yeah, you know, if you know, it's just fucking like, here's the mechs. And if, playing BattleTech taught me anything, which holds true here as well, is you just always want to pick the heaviest, biggest fucking mech that they let you. I mean, that's pretty much the key. You know, it's just going to have like more armor, fucking more weapons and shit. Really no reason not to. You know, again, I'm saying like fucking like, oh, you know, they give you like the choice towards the end of like, oh, here's like a dozen mechs you can pick from for like the last few missions. And it's like, dude, if you pick one of those like shitty light mechs, you're just going to get destroyed in 2 seconds. Yeah, once you're on, yeah, once you're playing a mission and you're on the ground in your mech, fighting and shit. And the only thing you ever have to worry about is your heat building up. There's a, you know, there's like a heat meter that builds up as you fire your weapons. The more powerful ones will produce more heat, so you know every shot the meter will rise up a little bit, almost like, you know, Mass Effect. The first one, you know, did that shit. You know, and once that meter gets to be about, I think it's like 3/4 of the way full or so, your shots won't be as powerful. Like, you know, if the mech is 4 like rocket weapons equipped on it, you know, you start off like shooting all 4 will come out at once every time you pull the trigger. And then like once it gets hot, once it gets to like 3/4 of the way up, that'll drop to like, all right, well, now you're only shooting 2 will come out at a time. Then if the meter completely fills up, you know, it's just too hot to fucking like shoot at all. Like fucking, you're not going to be able to fire at all. You know, it's going to take so much fucking heat generation to even shoot like, you know, one volley, one shot. And then it's fucking like, oh, you don't even have enough heat for that. So you can't shoot until it cools back down. You know, you do have unlimited ammo for everything, so you don't have to worry about that. But, there are, weapon pickups that you can grab around the map. Those kind of give you more, powerful shots, like, and like extra shots too. Again, if you have like fucking like, you know, one of those, if you're shooting 4 rockets at a time, it's like, oh, you pick up ones, it'll let you shoot fucking like 8 or something, or you know what I mean, and the shots will be more powerful. So there is some strategy you want to like conserve that ammo for the bigger enemies and shit. Like, you don't want to waste like all your good power-ups on like fucking whatever, trucks or whatever, like tanks and shit, you know. Though, I mean, what I tended to do, there seems to be like certain weapons on each mech that are like go tos for them. There's like kind of their standard. Like, again, if you were building these things from scratch, of kind of like, well, I want to build around this, you know, anybody, I want to build like a long range, like sniper or whatever. I want to do like a short range one to fucking run up and, you know, have like a bunch, you know, if you're in one that has like fucking have like flat cannons on it. And, you know, just flat cannons are pretty effective against, like, anything. So, you know what I mean? So, if you're in a mech with that, I never felt the need to really switch off of one of those for the most part. Like, you know, switch off of the fucking the flak cannons. Or it's like fucking, like, oh, I'm in one where there's, like, 8 machine guns on it. You know what I mean? It's just fucking loaded up with fucking machine guns. It'll have, like, you know, it'll fire like 2 shitty fucking missiles at a time and like fucking like these crappy lasers that do nothing, like that type of thing. Now, if you're using the one that's fucking just loaded up with fucking machine guns, it's like, well, you probably just want to get up close to everything and just fucking, you know, shoot the shit out of it, you know, tear dudes up with the fucking machine guns, because it makes sense, you know what I mean? It's fucking just the most effective weapon on that mech, you know? Although there is a way to like kind of optimize the way that your weapon fire. I didn't even fucking like realize till like almost the end of the game. I was kind of like picking like, oh, this is my best fucking weapon. I'm just going to just use this and not switch off of it for the most part. Cause it's not like, you know, it's only like one fire button. It's not fucking like really that complicated of a fucking control scheme. You know, it's not like fucking, you know, every freeze button is firing different weapons. But yeah, if you're using something, if you're using a weapon that takes like a long time to reload, you know, like the flak cannons, for instance, it's like, well, you know, while those are loading, you might as well just like cycle through the other weapons that you have, and use those while the fucking, you know, the flak cannons or whatever, as they're reloading, just fucking like, oh, I'll cycle through the fucking other ones, shoot a couple missiles, even though it's like shitty, you know what I mean? It's only going to be a couple missiles or whatever, and like a laser. It's like fucking like, yeah, you can just cycle through and just fucking go and let them all go at once for the most part. So I mean, that's going to make your heat. That'll make like the heat meter build up faster because you're using more fucking weapons and shit. But I mean, really, the goal is to take down the fucking, the enemy mechs as quickly as possible. So, you know, once they're down, they're not going to fucking fire back at you. So it's not really that fucking, again, it's like the same strategy from fucking BattleTech, from playing, you know, I played fucking like hundreds of hours of fucking the BattleTech game. It's the same thing where it's like, you know, you always want to go for the biggest mechs first, like just focus fire on them. It's like, you know, you might think, oh, it'll be a good idea to aim for the little guys running around first. They're not going to take as long to fucking take out or whatever. You know, get them out of the way. But, yeah, I mean, they're really not, like the smaller ones really aren't the ones that you have to worry about. Like those aren't the ones that are going to fuck you up if they hit you. It's not, you know, it's like, oh, I can take them out in a few seconds, but it's not going to matter when, you know what I mean? And the fucking, like, their weapons are usually shittier. And, you know, it's just, again, it's just the big fucking, bigger the mechs are the, you know, the biggest fucking threat. And again, you know what I mean? So, you can eat like little gay ass lasers all day long, but, you know, you have like an Atlas or something firing 8 missiles at you at a fucking time. You know, that's what's going to fuck your shit up. So, and yeah, there doesn't seem to be any like location based damage in the game, so yeah, it's not like you can focus fire on somebody's like arm weapon or something and that's gonna come off. You know, you don't have to fucking, you know, it's not like fucking like, oh, the big fucking threat is you know, this fucking dude's, again, like machine guns or whatever. It's like, oh, this guy's tearing me up with machine guns. I'm just gonna like fire, like focus fire on the fucking part of the mech with the machine gun. And that's just gonna fucking like, you know, destroy it. It's gonna fucking explode again. Like, you know, I just can compare this to BattleTech. You could do that. It doesn't seem like you can do that. And I only say seem because they're for you, like you playing the game, like there definitely isn't location-based damage for you. You know, you just have like a generic fucking like armor meter, you know, and once the armor is gone, you're dead. Like, that's it. That's all there is. But I mean, when you start like wearing down fucking enemies, they do start like sparking and like limping and shit. So maybe there's something more like complex going on there with fucking like, you know, again, damaging different parts. But it didn't happen on my end of me getting like shot up and like, oh, now I can't use my fucking, you know, cannons or something like that. Like that never happened. Or it's not like fucking, oh, my leg fucking blew off and I'm damaged and I'm fucking like, I'm limping. Like that never fucking happened. So, I mean, maybe that's how it worked in like multiplayer, because, Mech Assault was, it's kind of like a multiplayer focused game. The first Xbox Live game, in fact, and playing the single player missions, it can feel like you're almost playing like bot matches at times, but you know, it's not quite that. The maps are like sizable, and it's not like they're throwing you just like into an arena and just having you fight other mechs and only mechs, and it's like, you know, it's just the offline bot portion of the multiplayer. It's pretty structured, and there's a story of sorts and all that shit. So, there's turrets and tanks and helicopters you got to take care of along the route you're going. And it's not an easy game either. I mean, there's fucking no checkpoints in the levels. You have to complete each mission fucking start to finish in one go. You know, there's no like fucking, oh, you got halfway through. I mean, it's not like they're really, that missions are that long. It's like 10 or 15 minutes at the most, maybe. But I mean, you'll fight through like this fucking gauntlet of turrets and fucking blow up a couple bases, and then fucking, and then like halfway through the mission is fucking like, oh, here's this tough fucking mech fight, or like you get to the end of the mission, like, oh, here's like a boss kind of. And it does kind of suck, like getting through the entire mission and then fucking like up, you get to that fight and you die, and then having to go through it all again, fucking just to get to the boss and try that again. So fucking, after doing that and doing certain missions like three or four fucking times, like I was starting to get a little bit frustrated. Like, hey, why the fuck isn't there just fucking like checkpoints like somewhere like right before or something? And, again, just fucking, it's just shit games of the time. Seems like some of them just shit like that. I'm fucking like, hey, maybe put a checkpoint right there, like halfway through or something. One mission in particular, you know, at the end of a level, you get to like a courtyard with a ship in the center of it. And yeah, your objective is to destroy the ship. You know, that's what it tells you to do. If you have to get to that ship, it's like a fucking transport ship taking away whatever, the fucking main bad guy or some shit, and fucking like, oh, destroy your ship. So you get there, you know, at the very end, it's fucking like, all right, there's your objective right in front of you. So, fucking blow it up, blow up the ship. And then this fucking super fucking overpowered boss comes out of a hangar somewhere. And yeah, it's just, you know, it's a big fucking mech, and you know, that dude can, he'll just kill you in a few hits. And not only that, but you're fucking like suddenly surrounded by all these fucking like tanks and shit that fucking like infinitely respawn. Like they'll keep coming and fuck like, oh, I'm gonna hide behind a wall. There's fucking tanks all around me. Blow up the fucking tanks, and then just fucking 2 seconds later, just more of them come in. Fucking, you know, I do that the first time. I just run up to it and I'm like, oh shit, dude, this guy's fucking me up. I go and hide, the tanks are fucking me. I was just dead in like 2 seconds. I'm just fucking like, I don't know what the fuck just happened. I just died. So, and you want to try that fight again, you know, I replay the entire level again, probably like 8 minutes or so, 7-8 minutes or so to get up there. Replay the entire thing again. Get to the ship, and then fucking like, all right, I'm gonna stop. I look around this time before I fucking destroy the ship to trigger the fucking the boss fight. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just take a second to look around. And fucking like, I look and like, oh, there's a tunnel and shit. There's a tunnel and a bridge, like on the far end of that where the tanks were coming out of, I guess. So it's like, oh, I can blow that fucking tunnel up, and so that'll take care of that. You know, no fucking tanks are going to spawn in, so that's good. So I thought I figured it out, fucking blow up the ship. The boss comes out, the boss still fucking like murdered me. You know, again, it was like fucking a couple shots and you're fucking done. So, restart it, play through again, you know, another fucking like 8 minutes and then get back there and then fucking I'm looking, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, there are like these like small buildings in like the courtyard you're fighting in. And it's like, oh, you know, I shoot those, they blow up, and, you know, there's armor picks up in there, so that'll help me fucking, you know, fighting the boss. I'm like, all right, so I'll just destroy the buildings before, you know, take care of the tunnels, fucking blow up those buildings just so the armor's out, and I don't have to worry about that. I can just run over it and grab the armor pickups. You know, destroy that, fucking, all right, fight the boss, and then fucking, as I'm fighting him, I'm like, all right, well, I'm almost dead, go for the armor pickup. And, yeah, he shoots these fucking, like, propane tanks that are, like, by the, you know, by where the armor is, and that fucking, that kills me afterward, you know, fucking in a second. I'm just fucking like, oh, it's just explosions everywhere, and I just fucking die. So it's like, all right, fucking, what the fuck, you know, restart, replay it, live, die, repeat, I guess. And even after all that shit, and then fucking like, all right, I get everything like I get everything I can possibly do just in my fucking favor that I'm doing here. So I'm just like fighting this. And then fucking even then the boss is just a fucking complete pain in the ass to fight. I mean, you just have to keep, all you can really do is just keep kiting him like around the ship. You know, it's just like a big fucking rectangular ship. You just have to keep like, all right, keep moving him in circles because he's got like a shield covering him and he's just completely invulnerable when his fucking shield is on. So, it's like you can't even fire on him till he drops it, and he only drops it when he fires. So you have like 2 seconds to like get a shot in there. You know what I mean? So still, I mean, just like, again, even knowing all that shit and just trying to just walking around and shit in like circles and just like waiting and, yeah, if you're using like missiles or something, like those take a couple, a little bit for those to fucking like, you know, go out and fucking like find a spot, you know what I mean? Like fucking lock on and like go into them, you know what I mean? Like a travel time. So you can't really plan out, oh, the shield's dropping, I'm gonna fucking hit my weapons and let it go and shit and fucking, you know what I mean? Or like whatever the fuck, but like flat cannons and shit, like, you know what I mean? Like those take, if you miss a shot too early or too late, it's like he's waiting forever. By the time it fucking reloads, then he's going to have his shield back up. So, yeah, I mean, just, and then like fucking like, oh, you know, the armor, you know, your armor gets low, trying to like walk towards the armor pickups. It's just, it's pretty much like a death sentence because he'll just fucking like follow you. And then you're out in the open, you have no fucking cover. And again, just uneven difficulty. I'm just fucking like, dude, this is such like a nightmare. And it's just at the end of this fucking level. And it's just like, again, it's almost like you're, fucking, you know, just like cheating, like you're not even like really doing a fight, you're just trying to like fucking like out trick the AI of just fucking like, oh, I have him, as soon as he rounds the corner, I'm gonna round the corner and like walk backwards and shit, like that type of thing. So again, I'm saying like, oh, it's the difficulty's uneven, there's like a difficulty spike, because like, yeah, that shit still happens now, you know what I mean, in modern games, which is fucking like Jesus Christ, like what the fuck is this, like this is fucking ridiculous. But Mech Assault, still pretty fun. I mean, it holds up for the most part. It's a pretty straightforward action game, just with mechs. I mean, you can't really go wrong with that, I guess. Just fucking timeless robot on robot action, sort of. I mean, is it sort of timeless? I mean, again, it's a big part of the game was the multiplayer, and then you can't go online fucking on Xbox Live. I mean, original Xbox like games, like doing, going on Xbox Live with them, I don't think you can do that anymore, so all the servers are off. So yeah, if I wonder if, you know, I wish the servers were still online so I could check that out, or like how funny it would be if there was just fucking like, you know, hook it up, there's just one like lone mech warrior still out there. He's been waiting for an opponent for 10 years in the field. Maybe that's the plot of the sequel. This is Mech Assault 2 Lone Wolf, which I actually bought. So we'll figure out, figure that out. Again, I take a little mech break. I'm trying to switch it up. I have like fucking like 30 fucking games, 30 original Xbox games. I'm trying to fucking switch up by genre. Maybe not even just play through them all at once. I think people get sick of that too. But we'll see. But first, we are going to talk about sharks. Well, actually, first I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about sharks. So yeah, let's talk about sharks or a shark, a big shark. You could say it's the Atlas mech of sharks. Jaws Unleashed, which is kind of like the Mortal Kombat of shark games. I'm not talking about the NES Jaws game where you're a little scuba guy shooting fucking jellyfish and shit. No, in Jaws Unleashed, you're Jaws, and you rip people apart limb by limb, bite them in half, and take them for a ride up on the surface of the water as fucking blood spills out everywhere. Yeah, you know, for a movie that's technically PG rated when it came out, though. A little movie history here. I think there was no PG-13. I think it was back in the days, just PG or R. It's fucking, it's a Steven Spielberg movie, no less. I think more movie facts as we tune in for. I think it was Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom. I think that was another Steven Spielberg joint. I think that was the movie that pushed, you know, fucking made the need for a PG-13 rating because fucking Kali Ma. But yeah, one of the best movies ever made. Not fucking Temple of Doom, Jaws. One of the best movies ever made. So yeah, it's kind of surprising that, you know, they were allowed to just go like full over the top fucking gore game with this, you know, Jaws Unleashed. You're just fucking like, no, it's just, you know, it's kind of like lowbrow, like fucking just, you know, just eating people and just fucking blood in the water, like that type of shit. You know, it's officially licensed. You can unlock clips from the movie they have like these film canisters like hidden around the fucking map and shit. You can, you know, you find like five of them or something. It's like, oh, you unlocked a Jaws movie clip and you can fucking watch like clips of the movie. So yeah, you know, it's not a fucking like knockoff or anything. And yeah, you know, during the loading screens of the game, there's like facts about the making of Jaws and shit. So yeah, this is the real deal. And I think it's supposed to be like canon, like it's supposed to be like a sequel of some sort. But yeah, it's one of those instances where they have what they do is they're like, oh, you know, here are like the children of the main characters in there, where it's like fucking like, oh, here's fucking Bill Brody and like Steve Hooper or something like that, and you barely fucking see him at all, you know what I mean? So it's you know, there's barely a cohesive story at all, really, besides fucking your Jaws and break out of aquariums and eat scientists and swimmers and shit. I think the mayor, I think like the mayor is supposed to be the same as he was in the movie, but I'm really not that sure. It's pretty basic fucking original Xbox, like polygonal, like fucking not like good even, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, I don't know, I guess that might be the fucking mayor, I don't know. But yeah, the control scheme for the game is pretty unique. You know, it's always like tough to get like swimming controls in general right, like never mind a fucking gargantuan man-eating shark. So yeah, first of all, if you go out of the water, like if you beat yourself, there's a countdown until you'll suffocate, you know, when you're out of the water. But also, you know, if you just stay still for too long, you'll die because of that too, because, you know, the water is not flowing through your gills. So I mean, that's a real shark thing, you know. they added in there. So yeah, I mean, you just swim forward by holding A, but you can also wiggle the analog stick like left and right or up and down, and you'll just like gain momentum from the movement, you know what I mean? So which actually, that becomes an issue. It's like, oh, that's a cool little touch, you know what I mean? So it's not like you can go like full speed. I'm saying like fucking, you'll move forward because you know what I mean? The fucking body movement of fucking like, you know, moving your head and your fucking tail like left and right as you're going. So you're just fucking like kind of wiggling your way through the water. It's like, yeah, that's cool. But that also becomes an issue in like some of the tighter levels when they want you to like maneuver in between like mines and shit. And, you know, you just, it's like, oh, I just want to move forward like a little bit to like straighten yourself out or like move the camera just like a cunt hair. And then you end up, you know, because you're moving, like your whole body's moving when you're fucking like moving a little bit, like you end up like headbutting a mine and exploding. And yeah, you have to restart the entire level over again. And yeah, fucking yeah, that mine level was a fucking nightmare. I'll say that was fucking a disaster. So, but and when you're out in the open ocean, you're just being Jaws, like it's going swimming around, like eating people. That shit's awesome. When you have plenty of room to turn around, you can like swim deep and come up and grab someone or breach the water, go completely out, and then you can do like a belly flop onto a boat. It's almost like a shark simulator, you would say. You know, you have they give you a hunger meter that depletes over time if you don't eat. And that's usually not a big deal. It's not like it drains really fast or anything, but there are devices around that'll make that meter drop quicker. But I never really had too much of a problem. My jaw is starved to death. There's always shit in the ocean you can eat real quick if you need to, like little fish and all that. You have a health meter that, again, you that'll refill when you eat, by eating fish or people. Yeah, you can just chomp at a school of fish and you'll regain a little bit of health. But if you bite on something larger, a dolphin or a seal or something like that, and you can, as it's in your mouth, you can shake the joystick left and right, and you'll rip chunks out of the body, heads and arms and torsos or whatever. And that'll usually fill up most of your life just by grabbing one and doing that. So, theoretically, it's a really neat system where you're, whenever you're damaged, you can just like, oh, I'm hurt. My fucking health is down. Now it's like time to get aggressive to kill shit to heal yourself. Almost like fucking Doom 2016, you know what I mean? Where it's fucking, in that game, it's fucking like, you can't just like hide. It's fucking like, oh, the way you're going to get health is to go out and like, kill more shit and get, it's how you get health. That's kind of how it's supposed to work, but in Jaws, your fucking HP bar drains so fucking fast where at 1 second you're completely filled up, you're fine, and then even something stupid will attack you, like fucking piranhas or something like that, and you can barely see the stupid fucking piranhas in the water. There's little brown spots, pretty much, and fucking they'll start nipping at you, and then it's fucking, you're just dead within like seconds. It's fucking, I don't know what the fuck just happened. I just died. Almost like one hit kills in certain places where you don't even know what just came at you. A couple torpedoes come from off screen, or just like a dolphin rams you at the same time. Kind of makes Jaws seems like a fucking pussy. And in some instances, it's just fucking like, dude, these stupid little piranha fuckers are killing me in 2 seconds. There are fucking like attributes that you have that you can level up, like in an RPG, different stats. It's like health, hunger, power, accuracy, and speed, I think. And as you put points into those, you level them up, you unlock new moves too, like a corkscrew attack or like a tail whip. And it's kind of unwieldy, how you pull those like advanced moves off, or you have like, you have different meters. You have like a charge meter and like a whatever. So it's like, you have to hold down, you have to like fill up your charge attack first by holding down like the left trigger. And then you have like a tail meter too. You have to hold, like a tail attack. You have to charge that up too by holding down X. So you have like the left trigger and X fucking hold, like held at the same time. And then to do like a corkscrew, it's like you need both of those, the meters fully charged. And then you have to like release the left trigger like a second before you release the X button. So, as you're holding down, you have to swim, you have to hold down A to like move forward. So you're like holding down like three different buttons, two buttons and a fucking trigger, and like letting them go, and then fucking shit like that. You're doing like these finger gymnastics going on, over and over, and just like doing the same shit, and just fucking like, I gotta like hold this and like let this go. And like as you're doing that, if you hold down, press the right trigger to bite and shit, it's pretty ridiculous. So, but I mean, the real problem with the controls is trying to throw objects with any kind of accuracy. So a couple instances, the game wants you to pick up like explosive barrels and hold them in your mouth. And here's another shark fact: sharks don't have arms or hands, so they nailed that part too. So you have to hold the shit in your mouth. And you have to bite it first by holding the right, press the right trigger to bite it. And you have to hold the right trigger, and then fucking using A to swim as you have the right trigger held, and using the left stick to fucking, maneuver them and shit. And then you're supposed to like line up your shot accurately using just like Jaws' head as a guide to do that. It's the only thing you can do is fucking like, all right, well, where's this fucking, exactly where his head is pointed is where, where the fucking barrel's going to go when you let go. The control stick is like super sensitive. Like when you tap it, like as gently as you can, and fucking Jaws is like jerking his head all over the place. And it seems like impossible at times to like line up a fucking shot with those fucking barrels, like in that goddamn mind level again, where it's fucking, like, I think what they wanted you to do in that mind level is, pick up a barrel and throw it at these certain mines that would like highlight. They'll be like, use like the Jaws vision or whatever. We press the white button and it's fucking just like, oh, Jaws vision. And fucking like, you'll see like certain mines are green. And like what they wanted to do was pick up a barrel and throw it just at that fucking, that one mine in this fucking just sea. You know what I mean? Just like covered in this fucking wall of mines. And, but yeah, I mean, I tried doing that like 50 times. Just, oh, I'll try to be accurate. I just hit this one fucking mine with the barrel, and then hit the wrong one, and just fucking just everything just explodes, and then just the level ends and shit. It's fucking like, oh, I can't do, like, I just can't do this. Like, it's just fucking, there's no way that this is fucking, like, possible. So what I ended up doing is just fucking, like, headbutting. It's like, all right, you go to this fucking one mine, I'll just fucking run up to it and just take the damage and fucking, you know what I mean, fucking headbutt the thing, have it explode. Take the fucking damage and then swim off and eat a seal and then come back later. That's what I had to do. So, I mean, you're supposed to be able to lock on to shit, but the black button, I think, is like a lock-on button. But there's no, like, rhyme or reason to that, like, what it locks onto. It'll just lock onto anything that's near you. You know, if somebody's severed arm is floating in the water, it's like, oh, it locks onto that, and then fucking, like, oh, switch it over, and then there's a, it's like, oh, well, it's locked onto a seal or whatever, and then fucking, and like, oh, lock onto it again. It's just, it's like a wall of mines. I want you to get like this one, and then it's fucking like I'm cycling through to get to that one. It's fucking just lock onto a random mine that's halfway across the fucking map, and then like, I don't know, it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, I couldn't find any way to like cycle through that through to like what you wanted to do. Is I tried doing that. It's fucking just cycle through like three different things. It's not at all what I wanted fucking to lock onto. So, all that was doing, like, locking onto stuff in that area would just be fucking, it'd be like, all right, well, you're locked onto something, and then fucking, like, also, like, once you're cycling through, it's like fucking Jaws' head is fucking moving too, so again, you fucking, his entire body's turning towards whatever it is, and then you have, like, no control over what's going on, so. So again, that fucking level where you're surrounded by fucking mines, for instance, like you're fucking like trying to lock onto shit, you're just fucking like swinging your body around as the camera's fucking locking onto different shit. Yeah, fuck off. You know, you're gonna fucking explode in the minefield. So I mean, yeah, I mean, the main missions can be extremely frustrating to play. Again, they have like this really good overall system for controlling Jaws. Again, I like the fucking, like, it's fun just fucking, like, oh, I'm a shark, I'm fucking swimming around and blah, 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 and doing all these fucking, like, crazy moves and shit and eating people. You know, in between the actual missions, you can free roam in an open ocean, to do, like, challenges and shit and just, like, you know, just generally just fuck around and that's, like, genuinely fun. Like, I like that, but, for some reason, they decided to stage almost every fucking story level in like these super cramped environments. You know, there's like there'll be like a lab with the shallow pools of water you can swim around in, and it's like fucking like tunnels and shit where you like inevitably you're gonna get stuck on like pipes and junk because it's just fucking like ridiculous, like trying to control yourself in like tight quarters. You know what I mean? There's no like precision to it really. You'll fucking like clip and fucking like glitch through fucking, you know, pipes and walls and shit. And it's like, you just gotta get fucking stuck in all this garbage they have you swimming through. And then the objectives that they give you are about as vague as they can fucking like possibly get. You know, you'll have a mini map in the corner of the fucking screen, and they'll have like some objective markers on there. It's like, some of the, it'll be like markers that are green, markers that are red. And then sometimes just like no fucking markers at all, you know what I mean? And then fucking, but once you do get a marker, it's fucking just like, you know, good luck, like trying to figure out what the fuck, like what you're supposed to be doing anyway. It's not as simple as, oh, I have to swim here and fucking, like, oh, okay, there's something here, I have to like fight or something. It's just, some of what they want you to do are like, okay, puzzles, again, in quotes, puzzles, like fucking, you know, you're like one of the first missions, you're trying to escape a lab, and it's fucking like, oh, well, there's a locked door you can't get through, and you have to like like a key card reader. So it's like, oh, you have to like come out of the water and snag a scientist like on like one of the walkways above and like hold them in your mouth. Then bring his corpse like a key card fucking the key card reader to open the door. It's like, all right, that's okay. Like that's fine, I guess. Makes sense. But then you get shit like, there's one that's like a, just a big network of underwater tunnels with, that have like fans, big fans that are pumping water through all the tunnels and fucking, and then randomly chunks of rock will shoot through like the tunnel system. And, you know, and if you're in there when the rocks fucking shoot out, they'll hit you and then they'll fucking just take you on like a five as the fucking, the fans are pushing the rocks. Like, oh, you got hit. And then you'll just be like traveling with the rocks and shit for like 5 minutes. And then, you have like zero control over it. It's not just, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, you're just watching like a cinema almost play out where it's fucking rocks are pushing you towards fucking through all these tunnels and shit. And then eventually it'll spit you into a fan and you fucking die. It's just not fun. You know, it's just like, dude, that sucks. It's fucking like, I don't know, dude. It's just like the entire level is just a giant maze with no fucking like logic to it, where you're just going through those tunnels and like certain parts, like the tunnels will light up green or red, and you would think it's fucking like, well, I'll just stay in the green tunnels or whatever, and you know, must be safe in the green. That must be like, you know what I mean? Like the red must be where the rocks are coming, but if you think that, you're fucking sorely mistaken, because that's just not how it fucking works. Like, I have no idea. As far as just, like, following arrows and shit, and eventually I got it after, like, trial and error bullshit, but very fucking frustrating. Again, I'm just fucking like, oh, I'm trying to figure out where to go, and, oh, the fucking rocks came and hit me, and I just have to watch myself get fucking sucked up into a fucking fan, I guess. Or I fucking spent an hour at this part where there's, like, an electrified net in the water, and you're trying to get by it, and you can see, like, all right, well, how do I get past this fucking electrified net? And you can see some, you can like trace some cables on the sea floor from the net that go like up and out of the water to these two switches on either side of what looks like a bridge. Like, you know, there's like a bridge, and then under the bridge is the fucking like electrified net. So, you know, I'm like fucking like, all right, so I see like the cables must be powering it. So I look, you know, look at the cables, and you just like these pretty prominent fucking just giant switches with red lights on them on either side, like on this shore. So, I'm like, all right, so I'll pick up fucking, they must want me to pick up like a barrel or something and throw the barrels at the switches, which will deactivate the fucking, you know what I mean? Deactivate the fucking electricity and shit. So, or maybe I'll hit the switches and the fucking the bridge will raise and that'll like tear the net or whatever. So, you know, that would only make sense, but nope, not at all. I mean, you just fucking, all you really have to do is throw a fucking one barrel at the fucking fence, and that just breaks it, and that does it. So, I don't know, dude. Why are those fucking like switches there? It's probably like an hour. I'm like fucking again the fucking throwing controls. Biting and throwing controls aren't fucking good, you know what I mean? So I was fucking like, dude, this is such a pain in the ass. Like, and then I'm like, god, oh, did I get it, did I not get it? The fucking, it's like, oh, you know, the barrels would explode like right on the switch, and it's fucking like, god, oh, I had to like directly hit this little fucking like bullseye to fucking like make it work. I was doing that for like an hour, and it's fucking like I looked online, I'm like, what is supposed to be, what the fuck, dude, these are ridiculous. So god, just throw the barrel at the fence and it goes, dude. So I don't know. That sucked. And then the last two bosses in the game are boats you have to attack. The first one is the mayor's yacht, and there's you know, they're just like attacking this boat, and there's like a boss health bar meter on the screen. But, you know, I'm attacking it, I'm ramming into the fucking boat, and fucking jumping out of the water, belly flopping on top of it, biting the shit out of it. You know, you can fucking like grab the entire thing in your mouth, and I'm shaking it, and it just seemed like sometimes that like that health bar would go down, and then sometimes it wouldn't. I just couldn't like really like make any sense. I couldn't figure it out for the fucking life of me. What you're supposed to do is so the yacht's kind of like zigzagging all over the place in this fucking like harbor, and cutting across all like these barges in there that are like, you know, fucking moored in the harbor, And you have to, what you're supposed to do is fucking like ram the yacht into the barges, because they're apparently the barges are loaded up with fucking like fireworks on them, but there's no way you would be able to fucking tell that by looking at them. You know what I mean? Again, just from fucking, just because of the fucking, like, the graphics shit, just like very simple poly. It's just like these brown fucking barges with like maybe boxes on them, I guess. But it's like, oh, there's supposed to be fireworks on there, and you're supposed to know to ram into them to fucking whatever. Or if you, even if you did, there's no way you would like put that together. It's so fucking like ridiculous. Like, even like no one, like, when again I looked it up, like, what the fuck am I supposed to do here? Just fucking sitting there biting the shit out of the boat, nothing's happening. Did I know that? I'm trying to get ram the boat into these fucking barges, and fucking the boat always drives in the opposite direction that you approach it from. So you're trying to like herd it towards a barge, and then fucking like, oh, because you're heading towards heading towards the yacht, and fucking it's like, oh, it'll turn and go away from the fucking thing. So it just seems like it's random luck where it's fucking just hopefully that it gets fucking like glitched out between like, you know, one of the barges and the beach or something like that, and you just happen to be there. Like, you just fucking like, oh, I'm here, I can just swim over and like ram it for a second, and then it'll fucking like go off a mile away, and you have to, whatever. That sucked too. And if I didn't know what the fuck the deal was with the last fucking boss, the last fucking boat boss there. This level just starts out just like right underneath this big fucking like warship thing. And if you get too far away from it, you just fucking explode. If you try like jumping out of the water to attack it from, do like a belly flop on it, as soon as you get it, come out of the water for a little bit, you just explode. So, I don't know, I just fucking rammed it from like underneath until it exploded and whatever, because I'm Jaws, and then you explode at the end anyway, and that's like the credits rolling, the end. So, Jaws Unleashed, again, it's a neat little curiosity, I'll give it that. It's, it is fun to fuck around with, being the shark for a little bit, play it as like a shark simulator, but playing the actual game, like, you know, doing the missions, they're designed like really fucking poorly for like what, you know, what the controls are, what, you know, the strengths of the fucking like the simulation shark thing is, and it's fucking like, oh, do these like precise like arcadey like whatever like puzzly type things, is fucking like, I don't know, like in these like tight like corridors, it's like this doesn't really work out too well. It's probably one of the few instances where there's like a like an open world game, and I actually had more fun just going around in the fucking open ocean and fucking around, just causing mayhem than I did like doing the actual structured missions. And that, I wish they leaned into that, like, you know, maybe make some sort of like just go like straight out like Grand Theft Auto type thing, just have like a wanted system and whatever, you start attacking people, and then fucking like whatever, people start, fishermen start hunting you, and then the fucking whatever, cops come, cop boats, and then the fucking military, like that would have been fucking like cool if they leaned into that shit, but they don't, like nothing happens. You just go around and fucking infinitely and just fucking murder everybody and nothing happens, besides you laugh at people dying. If they fucking like put like the main missions more in the open world type of environment, it would have been better too. So, but hey, you know what I mean? It's still probably the best Jaws game out there, and still amazed. I'm just amazed that it got fucking made at all. Really, like for what it is, you know, both in quality and fucking content. But what if I told you there was another original Xbox game where you can play as a classic horror movie monster, where you could be the zombie, huh? It sounds like a fucking horrible game. Like, yeah, why would you want to control something that's fucking slow and weak? But, why'd you want a character that's just fucking, made out of paper and fucking slow, you know what I mean? And you're not a fucking progressive pussy who likes like walking simulators or something like that. Remember fucking walking simulators, how fucking great those were? This fucking fell out of vogue real quick. So, do you remember Stubbs the Zombie for Xbox? I sure did. And I remembered why I never finished it back in the day after playing it for not too long, too. Because it's not that great of a game. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's fucking just a lot of it's a lot of shit. And Stubbs the Zombie is cool, but it's also, like, again, just one of those deals of the time trend, whatever. It just seems like fucking, like, oh, this is really cool for, like, 2 seconds. Like, the opening few stages, I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome. And then, like, as you go on, it's like, I don't know, man. Some of this shit's kind of wacky, yo. To be fair, the game, it is funny. That's one thing it's got going for it. I mean, it's good as like a comedy game. I mean, the cutscenes and the voiceover lines are fucking hilarious. Actually, some pretty big names in there. I'm thinking of another game. Scratch that. That's for next week. But yeah, I mean, the voiceover is fucking great. Another game that wouldn't fucking fly today, I don't think. Just to fucking further cement how far our civilization has fallen. So yeah, I mean, Stubbs the game, Stubbs the Zombie, it's set in like a Fallout-y alternate reality sci-fi, like 1950s suburban America. Like what you would see on like, an old fucking like black and white, like 30s fucking movie, like, Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something like that. This fucking, but then, like, they make it absurd. There's the gas station fucking robot attendants that fill up cars by putting their dicks in them. There are, like, hover cars and, like, jet packs and, like, lasers and shit. But, then it's also, like, wholesome, like, fucking Johnny and Jenny making out in the back seat of a car type of thing at the fucking ice cream shop. You know what I mean? Like, 1950s, like, corny, like, propaganda, Norman Rockwell type shit. Just with, like, sci-fi, you know what I mean? Again, like, advanced fucking, like, crazy 50s technology type of deal. Like, 50s version of futuristic sci-fi technology. So, and then there's Stubbs the Zombie. He was the stereotypical door-to-door salesman of that era, He's got, the suit and tie and the fedora. Always has a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And I really like the design of that character. I think he looks great. They put a lot of detail into him. The fucking, the cigarette that's hanging out of his mouth, it's always lit. And it always just like a glow. And it just fucking will cast like light onto anything that you're near. There's no like real gameplay effect of that. It's not like you're using your cigarette as like a torch to see him like, light up like dark places or anything like that. They just kind of added that, like they added like fucking, we put a light source there at the end of the fucking cigarette because they could, and instead of like, just like, it's like an orange dot or like just don't have it lit. Like, as you're actually playing, it's fucking like, no, I'm just fucking always lit, which is funny. You know what I mean? It's like a never ending cigarette that's always lit and it's fucking just, it's just like cool. They have like fucking like, it's just like light. You can see bouncing off of shit. Then his clothes are all ripped and you can see like suspenders under his fucking shirt, and then like his pants are ripped, and fucking you can see like his heart fucking boxer shorts and shit. Very like distinctive fucking like face too. I don't know, it's just like a really good fucking zombie design for a character. You know what I mean? We're fucking like, zombies are zombies. It's fucking like, dude, it's fucking like pretty cool looking. Again, it's very well designed fucking main character. I mean, the art in the game is fantastic. Whenever there's a loading screen, they show like full screen concept art or just drawings, I guess. It looks like something straight out of like EC Comics. It's just Stubbs eating somebody's brain and just fucking, cool 50s cars and fucking military dudes fucking running around and shit. And just, again, conceptually, much like Jaws Unleashed, like, Stubbs is fucking, it's like, this game's fucking original, it's fucking badass, it's fucking funny. It's bonkers that the game fucking got made at all, but again, just fucking, I think the concept is better than the fucking, what they did with the gameplay. I think part of the problem is, Stubbs uses the Halo engine, and I think some of the people who worked on the Halo games worked on Stubbs, but it's a third person game, and I don't think the Halo engine really excels at like third person shit. Like, like most of the levels in Stubbs like look like they could be in Halo 1 or 2, and where you either get like these open environments, like these big wide open environments, or you get tight corridors that just, you know, repeating over and over. But the environments just seem too large for what you're doing in them. Almost like the opposite of Jaws, where it's fucking like, it's just way too confined, and like Stubbs is just kind of like, this is way too big. What am I fucking like doing, you know? There's just like not a lot going on in the levels. It was just kind of bland, brown fucking dirt, or like sterile fucking hallways and shit. And, you know, because you're a zombie, you don't have any fucking like weapons to use, so. Yeah, what might be like an acceptable shooting level, like a first person shooter level of the time, where you're just going around shooting shit and taking cover and like, you know, going out and poking out from fucking like boxes. Like, if you were doing that, like, it would be fine. But when, you know, we just kind of like shambling around these fucking like big levels, and you're fucking like just like lost, you know what I mean? You're trying to figure out where you're going, and it just kind of like kills the momentum after a while, and it can get fucking just boring to look at. It's fucking like, oh, I have to go a mile this way, and you're just fucking like, oh, ooh, shambling around, you know, like shambling. It's like, ah, it's funny, and then fucking like, ah, it's not that. I just kind of want to get to where I'm going and just move on. You know, and I move on with the game. So yeah, in the absence of guns, they want you to build up an army of like friendly zombies, and then use them as shields and allies as you eat people's brains and make even more zombies to add to your army. That's what they want you to do. I don't think it quite works out as intended. Because what usually happens is you shuffle towards somebody who has a gun. you're just trying to run up and like hit them a couple times to, you know, so you're shambling towards them, and there's really nothing you can do. You're just going to get the shit shot out of you. And then you finally make it to them, and you start hitting them. And then you have to be careful not to hit him too many times, or he'll die, you know what I mean? So and not become a zombie unless you hit him the correct number of times, where he'll just get stunned, and they'll give you a prompt to like eat his brains or whatever. So if you hit him 4 times, he'll die, but you want to hit him 3 times where he'll get stunned for a second, you know what I mean? But, you know, so I can just, you have to be careful about that. You have to like just count out every time, like, oh, this type of enemy takes 3, this one takes 4 before he gets stunned, and if you just do one more, or if you go at the wrong angle, you'll fucking rip their arms off, and then they won't turn into a zombie either, I don't think. So, but yeah, when you're eating, you know, you go up, you eat somebody's brains, the dialogue's pretty great when you do. There's fucking like people yelling, fucking like, oh, not my brains, and shit, you know, like fucking like, oh, he's eating my brains, oh, and fucking like running around. That shit's pretty funny. So once you do that, though, once you eat somebody's fucking brains, it probably takes like a full minute for him to like resurrect and become a zombie. Then, yeah, once you have a couple fucking zombies following you around, you can't really control them very well. All you can really do is shove one from the back or whatever, and just shove them in like a general direction. But he'll only go like, it seems like he only goes like a couple feet, and then like he'll just stop again. So it's fucking like, oh, you push him and takes a couple of like steps forward, then he stops. So it's all gonna be like fucking, oh, I'm gonna drag this guy around the entire fucking level, and then go back and get the other fucking like 15 or whatever that are back there. So, you can like whistle for them, and they'll very slowly, again, because they're fucking zombies, they'll kind of like make their way towards you, like where you are. You know, and they'll regroup with you, but they generally just fucking like to stay. They're usually just like behind you. You know what I mean? They're just fucking like, they'll follow you around and shit. But they usually do. There's no like fucking like, hey, attack. It's not like fucking like, oh, attack this guy or whatever or something like that. It doesn't, nothing like that. So, and when they actually do attack somebody, again, it's the same shit. It's like, oh, they're going to like shuffle towards somebody with a gun. They usually just get the shit shot out of them too, like you would anyway. Then they fucking like die or whatever. So they get fucked up pretty quickly. So it's not exactly the fantasy of like, oh, I have an army of the undead and fucking, I'm going to march them around and fucking destroy like the city. Which, we've all had that fantasy, I know. But it's more like fucking like, oh, I just hope these assholes just fucking like stay alive long enough that I can fucking kill somebody. You know what I mean? Just run up and like kill this guy without getting myself fucking shot up and dying. So it's just more like fucking, like, I just have like these distractions that are fucking following me around that I can fucking like whatever. If hopefully the other dude, you know, the fucking enemies will see them first and start shooting at them first, so I can like come up behind the enemy and, you know, get him from behind or whatever. So then you have special zombie powers. I think this is where they fucked up the most, is in the powers they give you. You can pull your guts out, and you can use your guts as like a grenade. So, though I was actually almost like towards the end of the fucking game before I realized, like, you know, you pull the left trigger to throw it like a fucking grenade or whatever. Then you can pull it a second time to manually fucking detonate them. You know what I mean? So it's like a fucking C4 charge or something like that, rather than a fucking grenade. And yeah, there's no like reticle to fucking like for you to aim it. So again, it's not a first person game. So you have like dick for accuracy of where you're throwing. You just kind of like tossing the fucking guts in the general direction you want to go, and just kind of like hoping for the best. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I don't know, man. There's no, I have no way of fucking telling where this is going. So, yeah, that's not great, but you can also fart, which will stun everybody around you. But yeah, when you do that, you know, when you fart, the fucking radius isn't that big. So, and that fucking that power takes like this like forever to recharge. It's like the last one that'll recharge. And you recharge the powers by every time you eat brains, you fucking, it'll charge each one up a little bit, you know what I mean? Like fucking certain ones will come faster than others. So what sucks too is when you're doing that, also when you attack somebody and you eat their brains, it's like fucking, that'll charge your health up a little bit. They have like a recharging shield, like fucking like Halo, but maybe not like a shield, it's like a health meter. But you know, you'll gain a little bit of health by every time you fucking, you know, eat somebody's brains. But what sucks, you'll be getting shot by like three people, and it's fucking like, oh, I'm gonna go up and eat this guy's brain. But then like the health boost they give you by doing that is just like so small, you know what I mean? It doesn't even like nearly like replenish what you lost even getting there, and then it's not like it's a big enough boost to stop you from getting shot by fucking other people too as you're doing it. So I don't know. So yeah, that's the fucking the fart. So that's fucking, you can also like take your head off and use it as a bowling ball and roll it around and detonate it at the end. I mean, that's supposed to be good for just like groups of enemies to knock them over and shit. And then, you know, the big fucking explosion at the end to take out like another. So those like two groups of enemies together would be great. But yeah, the enemies usually aren't that bunched up, and that's another one that one also takes a long ass time to recharge. You can also take your hand off and throw your hand, and you can control it, you know, move it around and like third person, I guess, fucking going around like fucking, you know, what the fuck, I was gonna say the make an Adams Family reference, but Thing, is it Thing, the fucking hand, like you know, fucking you move that around, and if you get near an enemy, you can possess the enemy. So that's, you know, that's useful to possess. You can possess somebody who has like a machine gun, and then fucking like, oh, you can move them around, and then you can play it like almost like a third person shooter at that point, where you're just like shooting other people with fucking a machine gun. But here's the thing: in order, I was saying, like, you have to charge all those powers up. You need to fucking like eat brains. So you get in like these shit situations where most of the time you're fucking playing, it seems like this, where it's like, all right, so I'm gonna toss a few grenades and fucking like, all right, take control of a fucking soldier with a hand to kill like other soldiers. But once those guys are dead, it's like, well, now I can't eat their brains to build the powers back up. So you know, you're kind of like fucked of just fucking like, well, I have no, you know, none of my powers are charged, and you know what I mean? Like, everybody's fucking, like, dead or whatever, so it's just fucking, like, I don't know. You just get in the cycle of that. It's fucking, like, oh, eat one person's brain. The first thing that recharges is, like, you eat one brain, and the first thing that recharges is your hand. So it's like, well, I'm going to use the hand to fucking, like, possess somebody, and then fucking that person dies or whatever, then fucking like, all right, eat, you know, it's fucking, I had to go eat another fucking brain. It's still like, you know, it's like, oh, I killed like five people. I didn't eat any of them though with the fucking, so it's none of my powers are recharged still. So I had to go, next person I go up to, I had to eat their fucking brain. And it's like, oh, well, now I'm in like the situation where there's four or five fucking soldiers shooting at me. So I'm going to have to throw my hand out, possess another one. And yeah, it just like goes on like that, like a cycle of just fucking like one at a time, fucking like, all right, you know what I mean? Fucking recharge shit, fucking up the hand. The first thing they recharge is the fucking hand. Use that to fucking possess. And it seems like half the game was like that. So, yeah, you never really get the chance to, like, build up. Like, just, like, go on, like, a spree and just build up fucking more of your shit. Build up enough to use anything else, so. There's also, like, the majority of the fucking, the boss fights, too, where they'll have, like, civilians running around. So it's like, all right, you snag a civilian in, like, the boss fight arena. But, again, it'll, like, you know, it'll be, like, civilians, and they'll be usually fucking whatever. The boss will be shooting at you, like, this crazy shit. It'll kill you in fucking 5 seconds, or there'll be other guys running around with guns that'll kill you in fucking like 5 seconds. So it's like, all right, well, I'll just fucking like try to beeline to a civilian so I can eat his brain, then fucking like run out and find cover. And now again, all I can really do is toss the hand and fucking, you know what I mean? You use that to fucking possess somebody as like a ray gun or something like that, then use the ray gun guy to shoot at the fucking the boss. And I just, you know, it's just fucking like slow and repetitive. And yeah, when you're possessing somebody with a gun and playing the game as like a bad third person shooter for like 10 seconds before he fucking like dies, I don't know, like doing that, like it really defeats the whole fucking point, like the whole novelty of playing as a zombie where it's tossing you out of like the, you know, like shuffling around and then fucking like, oh, well, oh yeah, now you have this power you can possess fucking, so, and you kind of have to, you know what I mean? Like, it's just fucking, they designed the shit that way. So it's just fucking like, I don't know, dude. Like, why, you know, like, why aren't I just going around with the fucking horde of zombies, like tearing shit up, you know? I don't know why they just didn't have all those fucking like powers, like recharge, like have it on like a timer, you know what I mean? Like have it like recharge over time. So that you could actually fucking like use them rather than fucking like, oh, I don't know, dude, I'm surrounded by fucking, you know, surrounded by fucking guys, and all I can really do, if I just run at them straight, they're gonna fucking murder me, so gonna have to fucking toss this hand and fucking possess them, I guess, and that's all I can really do. Yeah, I think they were going for like a puzzle aspect of it. Again, puzzle, a puzzle in quotes, a puzzle. Yeah, you know, they kind of wanted to, you know, do like Halo has, you know, where you fucking, there's like a correct order. You can kind of do things to make it easier on yourself. Where they probably want you to like turn, you know, it's like, oh, I turn this guy into a zombie first and like push him into this guy and then maybe like throw your hand here to take out these soldiers in this fucking corner. But again, if you're just playing, you don't really know that. You're just trying to do like a sandbox. You just fucking like, oh, what am I trying to do next? Again, like, where is the B in this A to B type of thing? It just turns into a fucking like mess, not like a fun mess, or just fucking, just like a tedious mess of fucking like, oh, I just have to fight, I just have to do like one thing at a time, fucking like, all right, I have to fucking walk up, have this guy fucking shoot me for a little bit, and, you know, fucking attack him and make sure I hit him three times, all right, fucking, you know, okay, and then fuck, oh, I get one or two zombies, oh, they get fucking killed, oh, another one is have to walk up to this guy, get fucking shot, and you know what I mean? There's also long sections of some stages where they have you driving a tank, and it's just a fucking straight up Scorpion tank from fucking Halo, just not nearly as fucking good as the fucking Scorpion tank levels in fucking Halo. Again, just like why am I doing this in a fucking zombie game where I'm supposed, it's like the tagline is, oh, you're the zombie. It's like, oh, cool, I'm the zombie. Yeah, I'm in a tank for fucking 20 minutes. Just run around like shooting shit. It's like fucking, it's just like, again, controls aren't really that great. And it's no like Halo, original like Halo 1 or 2, like those tank levels where it's like, dude, I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't know. Conceptually, fucking great idea. The art style in the world they created are fucking top notch. The humor's there. Fucking soundtrack's amazing. They get some fucking like semi big, like kind of like indie hipster rock bands of the time of like whatever 2005 or whatever the fuck. Trying to think of some of the bands, like They Might Be Giants or like fucking shit like that. You know what I mean? Like fucking pretty decent sized bands that were popular for 5 minutes in the fucking 90s. They had them do like covers of like 50s hits, like the classic, like, you know, 1950s fucking pop songs and shit. They made like an entire album out of it. And it's like, dude, a lot of the songs are fucking like cool and shit, but, again, it's like everything's cool around it. Just the gameplay just doesn't really fucking like click. You know what I mean? Probably my biggest disappointment of 2019 is a game from 2005. It is one of those deals, though. I wish there was like a Subs the Zombie fucking like sequel. Either like fucking if they could have made it back then and be like, oh, okay, well we can fucking like fix some shit and fucking like whatever, man. Then or now, you know what I mean? But now, I don't know, fucking Microsoft has been fucking scraping the barrel for any IPs they own to fucking try to get them to work. But I don't know. And when's the last time you heard anybody but me mention fucking Stubbs the Zombie in casual conversation? Probably a better chance of them bringing back fucking Blinks the Time Sweeping Cat. So, whatever, that's Stubbs. That's the show. Big episode next week. Oh boy. Wonder what it is. Probably going to be talking about more fucking original Xbox games, to be fucking honest with you. Again, I have a whole fucking stack of them. Playing Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance right now. But there will be festivities on top of that, so be there or be queer. podcast@gruntfreepress.com to RSVP. You can check out, I have maps of the parking situation for the big 200th fucking party over at www.gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide. And yeah, I guess I'll bring the wine coolers. Exciting. 200. That is a number that exists.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen. Give her two lips like roses and clover. Then tell her that her lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen. Give her the word that I'm not a rover. And tell her that her lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sam.